With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Plans are already in place for the next GOP presidential primary debate. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel says the party has plans for additional debates in the 2024 election cycle.
Yes, we're going to have more debates, and the candidates are going to have to, you know, be able to have their voice heard.
A fourth debate is scheduled for early next month in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. To make the stage, candidates must garner at least 6% in two approved polls and gather at least 80,000 unique donors representing 20 or more states. Greg Clugston, Miami.
Also at SRNNews.com, the White House now says that Israel has agreed to a daily four-hour pause in fighting in the northern Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the United States still supports a two-state solution when asked what an endgame for the Israel-Hamas war might be.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to work out right now with our partners in the region, including talking to Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian Authority president. I mean, as you heard Secretary Blinken say in Tokyo yesterday, we believe that the future of Gaza needs to be in the hands of the Palestinian people. They need to be in a self-determinant role of what their future looks like.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby speaking on ABC News' Good Morning America. On the battlefront, a Russian missile strike on the Ukrainian port of Odessa has hit a Liberian flag freighter, killing one port worker, wounding another, as well as wounding three citizens of the Philippines that were crew members on that ship. On Wall Street, stocks have been lower now. The Dow is down 29 points. The NASDAQ is losing 2 points. This is SRN News. Liberty Counsel is out with a warning.
The Christian legal firm has issued an advisory about the so-called gender surgery industry, which it says is expected to grow to nearly $5 billion a year in the United States by the year 2030. As of November 2023, at least 26 states allow their Medicaid insurance programs for low-income families to cover medically mutilating procedures on minors. Liberty Counsel's Matt Staver says taxpayers should not be paying to irreversibly mutilate children. Keith Peters reporting.
Christian support for Israel is not a new phenomenon, but the brutal Hamas attack on the Jewish state on 10/7 may have been a game changer. Some observers believe that for the first time since the Holocaust, most Christians are unequivocally standing up for Israel and the Jewish people in the face of the barbaric attack. That support is important. This is SRN News. Texas officials say 8 people died in a car crash after police chase a suspected human smuggler.
Police say the accident happened early Wednesday morning when the driver of a car suspected of carrying smuggled migrants fled police and smashed into an oncoming vehicle on a South Texas highway. The crash happened near Batesville, which is about 80 miles southwest of San Antonio. Deaths averaged 3.5 a year through 2019, but spiked in 2020. That led officials to develop a new policy for vehicle pursuits with an eye toward increasing safety. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Las Vegas Hotel Workers Union says it has reached a deal with MGM Resorts International, the largest employer on the Las Vegas Strip, on the heels of its breakthrough agreement with Caesars Entertainment. A walkout still could happen if the union and Wynn Resorts don't reach a deal. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.